Good day, Mike Peller is your KWIN local news. Dade County School Superintendent Josh Engel is sharing updates on several major developments across the district. Speaking on KWIN News on Tuesday morning, Engel announced that Dade Elementary School will soon begin the search for a new principal following the retirement of Principal Melissa Valtierra. The Board of Education approved her retirement at its most recent meeting. School officials say she leaves behind a strong foundation at one of the largest schools in the district. The position will be posted immediately, with leaders hoping to have a new principal in place by May. Engel says the focus will be on finding the right fit and not rushing the process. In other news, Dade Elementary and Davis Elementary are receiving statewide recognition. Both schools have been named distinguished MTSS schools by the Georgia Department of Education, an honor given to only three schools statewide. A state team is visiting both campuses to observe their successes and share those practices across the Peach State. Changes to student cell phone use are coming soon. A state law will ban cell phones for students in grades K through 8 starting July 1st of this year. A separate measure could extend that ban to high schools beginning in 2027. Dade County schools say they are already preparing for the new policy. The latest school board meeting also included several recognitions. Students were honored for achievements in fine arts. Two students received the superintendent's Pin of Excellence for 5 years in honor chorus. Ellie Burick was named star student after earning a 1520 SAT score and ranking among the top of her class. Board members were also recognized for School Board Appreciation Month. In Marion County, the Kimball Board of Mayor and Aldermen has approved changes to sewer services agreement with the City of South Pittsburgh. During the town's March meeting, Mayor Rex Pesnell presented updates to the agreement, which will allow Kimball to continue receiving sewer services from South Pittsburgh for another 4 years. City Attorney William Gudger told officials the revisions restate the agreement, which was last updated in 2019, and help ensure the town remains in compliance with state environmental regulations. Now, one of the key changes requires South Pittsburgh's pretreatment coordinator to oversee pretreatment operations in Kimball's sewer system. Now, officials say that step is necessary to meet state guidelines from the Department of Environment and Conservation. Under the agreement, Kimball sewage will continue to be pumped and treated at South Pittsburgh's treatment facility. Following discussion, the board unanimously approved the updated agreement, keeping the two systems connected through the four-year term. From Atlanta, Governor Brian Kemp has officially signed House Bill 1199, suspending the state's motor fuel tax for the next 60 days. State officials say the move is designed to provide immediate financial relief as families continue to deal with rising costs. Georgia's tax currently stands at just over 33 cents a gallon for gasoline and more than 37 cents a gallon for diesel. Governor Kemp says drivers should begin to see lower prices at the pumps in the coming days as the suspension takes effect. And in Marion County, two individuals are facing charges after allegedly racing at high speeds on I-24. An arrest report indicates a Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper was traveling eastbound at around 70 miles an hour early Monday morning when a black Infiniti and a silver BMW SUV passed his patrol car at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. The trooper conducted a traffic stop near exit 181 around 1:30 a.m., identifying the drivers as 19-year-old Lucas Turner and 20-year-old Rolando Martinez. During the investigation, authorities reported finding alcohol inside one of the vehicles and noted the smell of alcohol on both drivers. Officials say both individuals are under the legal drinking age and were suspected of having blood alcohol levels above the legal limit. Authorities say Martinez began a field sobriety test but refused to complete it. Both drivers have been charged with drag racing and reckless driving. That's your KWIN local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Atlanta Braves and NASCAR, 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, where we play the hits of a lifetime, classic hits, KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.